USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to pour into yesterday's 5-4 Supreme Court ruling upholding the Obama-era immigration program called DACA, which has protected over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Republicans are very unhappy, especially angry that Chief Justice John Roberts was among the majority. Republican Senator James Langford of Oklahoma says the decision to uphold that program does very little to help those it supposedly wants to support.
This makes the future of DACA recipients even more murky.
Telling Fox News what's needed is a legislated immigration solution. Senator Amy Klobuchar does not want to be vice president in the current climate, saying she has told former VP Joe Biden to put a woman of color on the Democratic ticket because that will help heal the nation. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
President Trump is calling his former National Security Advisor's new book, which is due out next week, a compilation of lies and made-up stories. But speaking with ABC News, John Bolton himself said he's brushing off the president's comments.
I think it's unbecoming of the office of president. I think it degrades the political civil discourse in our country, and I'm just not going to respond to it.
The administration continues to work through the courts to get the book's release blocked. The president said on Twitter that the book called The Room Where It Happened is simply intended to make him look bad. Trump said Bolton is just trying to get even for having been fired. Thunderstorms that could turn violent are threatening the central U.S. into the weekend. Storms loaded with lightning could sweep across West Texas, parts of Oklahoma, southwest Kansas, and eastern New Mexico, as well as parts of Colorado. And the storms could produce large hail, flash flooding, and winds gusting to 70 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An attorney for two people who claim to have witnessed the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Well, he says his clients did see what was a murder. Sean Williams, the attorney for Melvin Evans and Michael Perkins, also saying that a bullet fired by former officer Garrett Rolfe barely missed Perkins. Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen charges, including murder for Brooks' death. The other officer involved in the case, Devin Brosnan, is charged with a number of things, including aggravated assault. General Motors will observe 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence in all of its facilities today on this Juneteenth, the day slavery ended in the U.S. The time is how long a Minneapolis cop knelt on the neck of George Floyd before the handcuffed black man died on Memorial Day. One of two bills that would decriminalize the possession of marijuana in New Jersey has passed the state assembly. Yesterday, the assembly approved a bill that would reduce the current penalty for up to 2 ounces of marijuana from an arrest to a civil fine of $50. Jail terms and fines for anything more than 2 ounces would be decreased as well on a sliding scale. A bill pending in the New Jersey State Senate would decriminalize up to a pound of marijuana. Voters will decide in November whether to legalize marijuana altogether in the state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.